Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sonia with Honest Dialogue. I hope everybody's had a great day today. On the show tonight, we actually have Richard Lynch, who is he has a passion for music such as Conway Twitty, Keith Whitley, Waylon Jennings, and so forth. So you guys, I hope you'll give him a warm welcome. So hold on 1 second. Let me bring him on the line. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Sonia. This is Richard. How are you, dear?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being on. I guess what we'll do is we'll start out by just kind of getting to know a little bit about you. So if you want, you can just go ahead and tell us just a little bit about yourself. I did tell them that you wrote that you compared yourself to like music like Conway Twitty, Keith Whitley, George Jones, them type of artists. So you can go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit.
Well, thank you, Sonia. I appreciate that. Yeah, my name is Richard Lynch, and I live in a little old town called Waynesville, Ohio, which is just north of Cincinnati, just south of Dayton, Ohio. I'm a farm boy. We work hard and grow hay and raise horses and donkeys, and I love that good old traditional all-American country music. I'm a second generation. My dad was an incredible singer. Played with the likes of Bobby Bear and Glenn Campbell and the Osborne Brothers and many, many, many people like that. So I grew up listening to that great traditional country music, and I knew at a young age that that's something that I wanted to pursue. I guess you could say I was bit real early by that country music bug. So that's something that I wanted to do, and I've been doing it all my life, and just now starting to pay some dividends for me. We're getting to do some wonderful things around the States and actually around the world right now. So we're pretty fortunate, I guess you might say.
Now, I see where, now are you married, single? Because, you know, women might want to know that.
Well, I am married. I have a beautiful wife, and I have one daughter. And, you know, my wife supports me in all this music business. And, we have a promoter out of Nashville, Tennessee, Randy Haver from Twang Thang Music, and he's been knocking it out of the park for us for as far as our promotions and so forth that we're doing in and around the country. And you know, I'm just an all American country boy who loves to play country music.
All right, and I have one more question for you. I know I've seen that it said that you were an award winning country music artist. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have been very fortunate in the last couple of years. I recorded the current album. It's called A Better Place, and it has won numerous accolades. I was recently inducted into the Independent Country Music Hall of Fame in 2015, and in March of this year, we received the Will Rogers American Western Association Album of the Year, Traditional Country Music Album of the Year. So we got to go to Fort Worth, Texas in March of this year, and we accepted the trophy and the honor of being the Traditional Album of the Year from Will Rogers. It's a pretty prestigious award, and we were very, very thankful and appreciative of that. I've been on many, we had several nominations for different accolades around the country music industry the last few years, and we just want to keep it going and keep that real country music on the airwaves.
Now, I know I read that, I'm almost positive I read that, you did say that your music spans, I guess, from three decades, so your father and your grandfather played, or your grandma and your mom?
Well, actually, I'm second generation. My dad was the the influence and the reason as to why I got into the music. So there's just the two generations that that really, you know, sit home for me to where I knew that that's music what I would be doing, that's for sure.
Now, I've seen where you also, have you already released the brand new single? Is it out yet, or are you releasing it?
The current single released is A Better Place. It's a title track off of our current album. The album itself is called Richard Lynch, A Better Place. And we have had 6 weeks running at number one on the Roots Music Industry charts, a multitude of other charts in and around the country. And it's my understanding that we're being aired in 32 countries right now with this new song.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's great. That means a lot of it's reaching a lot of people. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, reaching a lot of folks are wanting to hear some, you know, some what they call traditional country music, and I think that as long as we can do our thing and you know, meet these wonderful people that's, you know, clamoring for this type of music, it's nice to be known for, you know, the country, the traditional country end of things. That's what I want to be known for, and that's kind of why the direction I want to keep going. It's bringing me some luck and some success these days.
Now, do you tour? Have you been on tour, or is that something that you're looking for in the future? Tell us a little bit about that.
We'll play over 100 dates this year, all over the place, from Texas all the way in South Texas. We play up in Minnesota, Michigan. We've been playing Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, Illinois. We got several things. We played earlier this year in Florida. Our schedule is really, really busy. We've been really fortunate to have some good promotions to where we're being invited into a lot of these different country music venues around the country. And as a matter of fact, we got to play in Ireland last year, and there's word around that we're trying to kick around another European thing, another European trip.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of things are going our way.
So have you been to North Carolina yet?
Not been to North Carolina yet. We played in South Carolina last summer.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just trying to think of the name of that town we played. Myrtle Beach, right down on the beach last summer.
Oh, you played at the beach. Oh, okay.
That was
a
blast.
That's about an hour and a half from where I stayed.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You were pretty close. I didn't know you
pretty
were
pretty close
there.
To home, huh? Wow.
That was pretty close, yeah. So if you go back that way, I'll have to look out for you.
Absolutely. We'd love to meet you guys. We're finding we love meeting these folks, and we just came back today. We've been on a week-long radio tour all over Tennessee, Alabama, and Kentucky. We just finished up that radio tour today. We have to get back to tour. We're playing music again tomorrow night in southeastern Ohio, so we had to make sure we got back and take care of the farm chores, and then so we could rest up and do our show tomorrow night. So we're pretty busy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I know that this isn't your, well, I guess it is a full-time position, but what is your trade? Let me ask you that, if that makes sense.
Well, music is my occupation. This is our full-time occupation, and this is what we do for a living. I say that, but you know, we work in all the farming aspect of things too. I have a pretty good hay operation that we you know, can try to pursue every spring from now till about 1st of October. And people ask me, well, how do you do that? Well, I say it's good to have friends. So that if I got to go, somebody can fill in for me. So that's how we try to work things out. But our occupation is the music end of things.
So the farm life, you still of course have to maintain the farm, but mainly your role is the musician. I got you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I was going to see if I could actually play a little bit of your song. I had asked if you could play some, but I think he said it would be better to play it online. So I'm
sure.
Going to try to see if I can hook that up real quick. And
all right.
We'll go to a little break while I am trying to hook that up, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Sounds good.
Okay, I think I have it. Let's see if I've actually... I'm not the best technical person. I'm still learning that part. I'm learning.
Fine.
Especially when uploading the music and trying to find the way you can upload it. I'm still learning that part. So people have to just have patience with me. But hold on.
We have something in common.
You're not tech savvy either?
No, good thing my wife and our promotions manager do all that, because I would be in serious trouble. Now, if it's playing a guitar or running a John Deere tractor, I can handle that. But
there you go.
The computer thing is a little rough on me.
Well, now, I should be used to the computer because I actually write books, but I also were starting a publishing company, so I should be really good. I'm good at the computer, but when it comes to actual the technical stuff of it, of uploading certain documents and things, it can kind of get complicated.
I understand.
All right, I'm going to go ahead. I think I found a better place, so I'm going to go ahead and play it for you, okay? And I'm going to let everybody
hear
it. Thank you. All right, hold on 1 second. Okay, I think I found a better place, so I'm going to go ahead and let the audience hear it, okay?
Thank you.
I was driving, it was raining, on my way to bring her roses. When I got there, she wasn't there alone. Oh, it tore my world to pieces. No, we'd never be together. So I said goodbye and headed off down the road. I couldn't see for the tears had rained. I heard the crash and I felt the pain. And my life was over just like that. But I'm in a bed.
I think that sounds pretty awesome.
Well, thank you there, Sonia. We sure appreciate you, hon.
Is it kind of weird hearing yourself, though, sometimes?
Well, you know, initially, a couple years back, it was kind of odd to hear it, but it's, you know, I've kind of gotten accustomed to it, and, you know, I'm a fan of country music, so if I hear something that's pleasing to me, I'm kind of getting to where it's, you know, I'm getting real, where I'm pleased by hearing a lot of that stuff now. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because I've been told by a few singers that they don't like hearing themselves sing. And I thought, but your voice is beautiful. Why would you not want to hear yourself sing? And so they said they found it just, I guess, surreal kind of maybe. I'm not a singer, so I don't know. But I'm guessing that's what they meant maybe.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is it takes a little bit of while getting used to it. And, you know, if you're a fan of it and you're proud of what you do, eventually, hopefully it gets to where you enjoy the music that you're doing also. And I finally got to that point. I can understand where they came from at first, because it took me a little while to get used to hearing myself on the radio and different things. But now I've got accustomed to it, and I really can enjoy it now.
Now, let me ask you this. This is kind of maybe an odd question, but where do you see yourself, or what are your goals in another 5 years?
Well, my goal is to let the fans and the people decide that for me. We've had an awesome ride the last couple of years, where we've really reached out there and done a lot of different things. It's just my intention is to keep recording, great country music and letting the folks have an opportunity to hear real traditional country music. And it's been awful good to me. And if it does anything like it's done the last couple of years, I see it going the right direction and maybe creating even more opportunities for us.
So I don't see you going pop country is what I call it.
Oh, no way. No way. I'm traditional. Yeah, I'm traditional country music all the way. It's something that's in my blood. It's something I love. It's something I was raised up with, and it's something I've been doing all my life. So it's not going to change. I'm afraid the traditional end of it is going to be that and that only.
Yeah, my husband loves George Jones, and I think Hank Williams was one of his favorites. Waylon Jennings, all of those were some of his favorites. And you don't hear that kind of country music as much as you used to anymore. It's like a lot of it's turning
right
into pop.
Well, your husband has awesome taste. You might you tell him I said that.
I will. Yeah, his taste. I'll have to let him hear your song too.
Well, I wish you would, because we're having a whole bunch of success with this traditional sounding country music, and I'm hopeful and wishful thinking, but I really think the industry is ready for a change of the pop bro country that's currently being played. So I think it's time for a change, and I'm going to do my best to help change that if I can.
Oh, I would too if that was my genre. I would definitely be up in front and foremost in the center trying to get everything going, which it sounds like you have a pretty good team, so I'm pretty sure that they're pushing you fairly well. So,
yes, ma'am.
I was going to tell you too, to make sure while we're on here, is there anything else you want to add, maybe things or events that are coming up, like that are soon? I'm not sure if you have any tours coming up within the next few months, maybe let everybody know.
We are playing all over the place. Something that some folks might be interested in, and your listeners, the week of CMA Fest in Nashville, Tennessee, we're playing at the Nashville Palace, which is right across the street from Opryland Hotel, with Confederate Railroad. That will be June 10th. That's a Friday night. I know a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, will be, in the Nashville area. And maybe they have a chance to stop by and look us up. We'd love to see them. We play from 7 to 10 that night with Confederate Railroad at the Nashville Palace, us and Confederate Railroad. It'd be a blast.
So they can find tickets online.
Yes, ma'am. If you just go to richardlynchband.com, you can scribe down and see all the different, concerts, all the dates, all the where to purchase the music, where to purchase the tickets for all the different events that we're doing around the country. Next Saturday, we're playing with Wade Hayes in Xenia, Ohio. So we're just, all over the place.
All right. Make sure also, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to let them know where they can find you on Facebook, your social media, basically. Like I said, I think you just gave your website. So other outlets that they can reach you at or get in touch with you if they need to.
Well, if you just go to Richard Lynch Band, that's LYNCH Band, you can go down there and you can see at the bottom of the page where all the other, sources of social media, Reverb Nation, all the multitude of other social media connections are right there in front of you there. So that's really the easiest one to go to, and it's really a self-explanatory from there if they want to pursue it further.
Okay, great. Well, that is all that we're going to be going over with tonight, because you pretty much covered, I think, every base, didn't we? If there's anything else that you want to add, now's the time to add it.
Well, I just want to say thank you to folks that are promoting my music and giving me the opportunity to do something that I genuinely love. And if it wasn't for folks like you, Sonia, and all the other folks that we've been doing a radio tour, we wouldn't have a whole lot of success. So I really appreciate everything that you do and your listeners do for us. And I'd love to meet you guys sometime. Maybe we'll cross paths out there somewhere.
Well, I hope so, too. And if you're on Facebook, I definitely I upload the show on my sites. And
okay.
I'll definitely be sending you the link also, so you can upload it on
yours. Thank you so much. Yeah, just go to my Facebook page, RichardLynchBand.com, and you guys can see all the connections, and we'd love to meet you guys.
Well, that sounds great, Richard. And I want to thank you, first of all, for coming on the show and giving me the opportunity to interview you.
Thank you, dear. We'll cross paths somewhere down the road. You can bet on it.
I'm sure.
Thanks again.
Richard. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Richard Lynch discussing his new album that's coming up. You guys heard it straight from Honest Dialogue with Sonia. I think he sounds great. It is definitely something that I would be interested in purchasing. And Richard, again, I want to thank you for joining the show. And I want to thank everyone out there in Radio Land for joining and listening. And I will see you guys and talk to you guys on Tuesday. Everyone have a great and blessed weekend.